Yes, I'll see a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 259. 259. In hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such I hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. Since he bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care, and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from all peace God's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for our family altar this evening. We shall read together Psalms 67. Psalms 67. Psalm 67, verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. That your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. So in Psalms 67, So Psalms 67, as in the superscript here, it mentions to the choir master with string instruments, a psalm, a song. So in Psalm 67, there are some who say that this psalm was written by King Hezekiah after he defeated the Assyrian king, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 37 and chapter 38. And it was to remember the grace of the deliverance of the Lord God. And it was also a prayer and also a heartfelt wish of this king, where we can see in this psalm, it testifies of a prayer of one who is devout, a person who is holy, without blemish. He prayed to the Lord. And indeed, we can also see that his manifestation towards God. And he also hoped that all will be delivered, including his whole nation. So first of all, we will see the prayer of this devout or this righteous man. First one, Psalms 67, verse 1. So here we can see, he says in verse 1, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. So here he prayed for the mercy of the Lord. He realized, or he understood, that the Lord in control, and he himself was not worthy. As recorded in Exodus 33, let's turn to Exodus 33, verse 19. Exodus chapter 33, verse 19. Verse 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim before you my name, the Lord, and I will be gracious to those whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So this was the words of the Lord spoken to Moses, where the Lord has all the more the authority and to be able to show gracious upon whom he chose, and to show mercy upon whomever he wishes to show his mercy upon. So today we are actually standing at the presence of the Lord in a position where we are unworthy of this grace of God, to ask for his grace of God. Then similarly in verse 1, let's see in verse 1, Psalms 67 verse 1. At the same time, he also asked that the Lord bless him. May God bless us and make his face shine upon us, be gracious unto us. He also acknowledged the fact that the Lord was the source of all blessings. And furthermore, as recorded in the scripture, that the blessings of God is the true blessings. Why do we say so? Because the blessings of God, as recorded in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. He doesn't add sorrow to it. This is the true blessing. And the third one, he is also asked that the Lord make his face shine upon us. So he actually acknowledges the Lord as the truth, a never-changing truth and unchanging truth. So therefore, all those who are able to shine for the Lord in their heart, and at the same time, they are able to lead men in the path of light. And then secondly, we can also see the motive of the prayer of the one who is devout, who is righteous, where he prayed for the mercy of the Lord. He prayed that the Lord bless him, and also to make the face of the Lord shine upon him. Why was this so? What was his motive? So in Psalm 67 verse 2, Psalms 67 verse 2, that your way may be known on earth. So here it tells us, so that the Lord will become a testimony, so that when the people see this, they will be able to know, as recorded in verse 2, the saving power of God among the people. So this is to enable the people to testify about the Lord, or that we are going to testify to the people for the Lord God, so that they will know that the Lord is the way unto salvation, as well as to manifest that the Lord, the grace of the Lord is that the Almighty, the grace of the Lord is that so that all men will be saved. Secondly, we see verse 3, Psalms 67, verse 3. So here, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. So he also hoped that all men will be able to give praises to the Lord, to know and to acknowledge that the Lord is so beautiful, so wonderful, and the graces of God. All this is actually to be able to praise Him, that all peoples, upon seeing this, they will be able to give all praise to the Lord. For the Lord is worthy of all praise, all glory, and all honor, as recorded in the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 4. Revelations chapter 4, we see verse 11. Revelations chapter 4, verse 11. Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. So here, at the same time, in Revelations chapter 4, so here when the living creatures were giving praise to the Lord, they gave all glory, honor, and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever. In verse 10, Revelations 4, verse 9, verse 10. Then we've read verse 9, now we see verse 10. The 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, as we have read in verse 11, Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. So we give praises to the Lord. And then the third reason, the motive of the prayer of this psalmist was to make known the righteousness of God. Let's see verse 4. Psalms 67, verse 4. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. So here it says that the Lord doesn't show any favoritism or partiality to a particular person or to a particular group of people. All is the same. And He will treat all men, all people with iniquity. He will judge the people righteously. And at the same time, He will also give everybody an equal chance and equal opportunity. So the Lord is indeed fair. The Lord is indeed righteous. Therefore, these were the motive of the prayer of this psalmist. Then the third point we can see that is concerning the faith of this psalmist here when he prayed. We also have mentioned this psalmist probably was written by one who is God-fearing, or we can say he is also a devout person. We can also see his faith. Why do we say so? Let's see Psalms 67, verse 5. Verse 5. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. So here he believed all the people who have received the salvation of the Lord, who have received this grace of God, would come and praise Him. That's why in Psalm 67 verse 5 and verse 3, he was very sure that the people will praise Him upon seeing that the way of the Lord is known, that the saving power of the Lord. And he also believes in verse 6, The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. The 7. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. So he believes that the Lord will call the earth to yield its increase. And at the same time, he also believed this is also the proof of how God will bless, how will God bless the people. And there is also abundant fruit to prove and to give glory to God. So this proof that the Lord has heard their prayer or has heard his prayer. And he also believes that the Lord will definitely deliver all those who fear him. That all those in this world, they are to trust in him. And from him, from his salvation, they shall be able to receive an eternal portion. Therefore, today we should also pray in this manner, that we pray that the Lord God will bless us. And at the same time, we also pray that for we know that the Lord will be able to enable all men to be blessed. So this is the prayer of Psalms in the book of Psalms 67. So indeed, from this psalm, we can see that the Lord God that we worship today is a Lord who is gracious. He is able to bless us, for he is the source of all blessing. At the same time, the Lord God is also a Lord who is able to work wonders among us. And he is also the Lord who is control of the heavens and earth. For in the book of Genesis, as we read, he is also the Lord God who created the heavens and earth. Therefore, in everything lies in his hand, and he shall bless us. So therefore, what is our responsibility towards him is not only to pray to him, but we are also to fear him. And all those who fear him, both young and old, men and women, they shall all be blessed by him. For the scripture has told us that the Lord will bless all those who fear God. And now we shall reserve our remaining time for prayer. And in our prayer, we pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to preserve all of us, especially during this period of difficulty, especially in this period of the MCO, that even though we are not able to go to church, to pray, to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters, but yet in our hearts, deep in our hearts, we have this peace. So in our prayer, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless all of us, to be able to shower and show his loving hands to protect all of us, brothers and sisters, friends and relatives. At the same time, we also pray for those whom we know who are not feeling well, whether physically or spiritually. And at the same time, we also pray for the church and also pray for our nation. Let's all now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here. All glory to God. May God bless all of you.